Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Hello, everyone. I'm back, and this is Coco Express Show. However, this is our special segment that we have with none other than Stephen P. Duncanson. So I would like to get us moving on into doing the show, and here we go to begin this wonderful segment.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success. Hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Good afternoon, Aurelia. How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much. And good afternoon to all of you as well, those of you that are listening. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. It seems like a long period of time, it also seems like a short period of time since that we get an opportunity to get together. Because did I miss the last time around, didn't I, Aurelia?
Yeah, you sure did, and I did miss you.
Well, I missed being here as well. You know, I posted on my Facebook page about a month or so ago that you got to be careful what you pray for, because I had like a 15-16 week stretch that I was on the road somewhere around the world during that period of time. And 1 week it was Miami, Bahamas, India, Florida, New York. I mean, I was just back to back to back. But at any rate, I'm glad to be back now and have an opportunity to connect with you and those of you that take the time to listen as well. So in this segment here today, and, you know, this time does go very quickly, so I do want to jump right into it today. And really, you and I talked about something in this topic for this month, something that is very relevant to our times. And it's not just our times, it's times in general. But certainly today, given the new economic reality and the challenges that exist there, this single word, adversity, is something that many people are facing. And so interesting, some are succumbing to it and others are overcoming adversity. But here's something that's inevitable. All of us are experiencing or will experience it. The reality is what our attitude is towards it when it happens is what's really going to determine the outcome. And so let me share a story that really kind of tells the deal from the very outset. Some of you may have heard it before, but again, I believe it's very apropos. It goes like this. A daughter complained to her father about her life and how things were so hard for her. She did not know how she was going to make it and wanted to give up. She was tired of fighting and struggling. It seemed as one problem was solved, a new one arose. Her father, a chef, took her to the kitchen. He filled 3 pots with water and placed each on a high fire. Soon the pots came to boil. In one, he placed carrots. In the second, he placed eggs. And in the last, he placed coffee ground beans. He let them sit and boil without saying a word. The daughter sucked her teeth and impatiently waited, wondering what he was doing. In about 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. Then he ladled the coffee out and placed it in a mug. Turning to her, he asked, "Darling, what do you see?" "Carrots, eggs, and coffee," she replied. He brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did and noted that they were very soft. He then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the egg had boiled hard. finally, he asked her to sip the coffee. She smiled as she tasted its rich aroma. She humbly asked, "What does it mean, Father?" He explained that each of them had faced the same adversity, boiling water, but each reacted differently. The carrot went in strong, hard, and unrelenting. But after being subjected to the boiling water, it softened and became weak. The egg had been fragile. Its thin outer shell had protected its interior. But after sitting through the boiling water, its inside became hardened. The ground coffee beans were unique, however. Mm-hmm. After they were in boiling water, they had changed the water. "Which are you?" he asked his daughter. "When adversity knocks on the door, how do you respond? Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?" As I read that story, it really encapsulated what the whole issue of adversity is about. Invariably, as I said from the outset, all of us are going to experience it. But how we respond to it, interestingly enough, how we respond to it is what determines the outcome. And so in each of us in our lives, we're going to be experiencing the great thing of the story was that the carrot and the egg had went in. So the carrot was hard until it got to the boiling water. The egg was soft on the inside, and it went through issues and became hard. And that's the way some people are. They become bitter rather than allow that adversity to make them better. But the coffee bean. The coffee bean, not only did it bring about a richer aroma, it changed the water itself. In other words, it impacted its environment. It didn't allow the environment to impact it. It impacted its environment. And I think when it's all said and done, this whole aspect of adversity and overcoming it is really revealed in the story. When things happen, how do you respond? Depends on what you're made of. Are you a carrot, an egg, or a coffee bean?
Coffee. Hello.
Okay, I quite ask you, obviously, you know, rhetorically. But again, for many of our listeners here today, you know, I was talking with a buddy of mine a couple of weeks ago. Actually, sent me an email of someone that he had received, that person was expressing the many challenges that he was going through, and in going through those challenges, he began to question even the existence of God. He said, rather than call him Father God, he called him Father Time, and how time simply wears you down. And I thought to myself, wow, what a horrible way to become by virtue of the things that are going on around you, to allow you to even question God. You know, think about it. You know, what makes life interesting? If everything in life was all peaceful, there were never any issues, never any challenges, life would be a bit boring, would it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine watching a movie where the main character's life is wonderful, great, happy, and there are never any valleys or no challenges through the movie. Not too many people would go to that.
Wasn't there a movie like that with Jim Carrey?
I don't know which one you're talking about.
It really wasn't a movie. They had him thinking that his life was perfect, but it was actually a movie being filmed, so to speak, and people were watching it live.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know the movie you're talking about. I don't remember the name of it. But certainly, even through that, I mean, he experienced adversity. So where it looked like his life was perfect, it wasn't really what he thought it was, and that created a challenge for him. And I think that we can go through the annals of history and the myriad series of books and movies that are out there. The reality is adversity is going to come. How you handle it is what becomes the name of the game. That's what determines what your life is going to be all about. But the good thing to see is that when, think about it, and I think I may have mentioned this before, right? Diamonds, pearls, gold, each of them, them become what they are by virtue of the adversity that they go through. If they don't go through the adversity, they always remain that the undeveloped, right? So a pearl is sand that gets into an oyster, constant rubbing, friction that creates the pearl. Gold is tried by fire. Diamonds, pressure, heat, these are the things that create it. And all too often in our lives, we look to escape those things, when really what we need to do is, when it comes, embrace it. Now, of course, I'm not talking about going around looking for tough times. But the reality is, do you have to go looking for them?
No.
Tough times are looking for us. I mean, that's just the reality, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that the name of the game, and I just wanted to encourage our listeners, because there are people who have lost jobs. There are people who have maybe lost family members, physical ailments. I mean, the list goes on and on of the things that can come at us. The key is that you can't stop those things from taking place, but what you can control is how you're going to respond to them. And so, I know who was said, but he said, a bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So when the curve comes, when I showed you that curve ball, that doesn't mean that's it, unless you don't make the adjustment. That's what we have to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's something. I really wish that, matter of fact, you and I talked about this, you know, getting some listeners out there on the line, because
mm-hmm.
ultimately getting feedback. Because I can share with you these ideas, thoughts, and platitudes about these things all day long. But I really want to be able to get into the heads and the minds of the listeners to be able to respond to what your challenges are, maybe give you some sort of another way of looking at it, so that you can get the benefit from something that's going to exist anyway. Here's the reality. I think Kathleen Casey said pain is inevitable. Suffering is optional. Right? And so the reality is that they're going to be the challenges. But that doesn't mean you have to suffer.
Now, talk to you. Okay. Now, with this adversity, how can I put it? I mean, we, like you said, there's a myriad of things going on throughout the country, throughout the world right now. And everywhere you turn, there is something or will be something that you're going to encounter that's going to cause you to feel a little bit uncomfortable. And if you listen to the scenario that you've given us, the story, in fact, you can be, you know, the carrot, the egg, or the coffee bean. Now, what can you do to try to help yourself develop into those things if you're not, into the coffee bean if you're not?
Yeah, and that's kind of like a good question. You know, how do you prepare yourself for adversity? What do you do to be able to overcome it? And in his book, The Compound Effect, Darren Hardy talks about the three things that impact us as human beings. And I know that I mentioned this before, but, you know, we know spaced repetition is really what learning is about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's the things that impact us as human beings. Input, associations, and environment. And so, when adversity comes, the only thing you can respond with is based on what's already inside of you, right? You know, so it's what have you been reading all along? What have you been listening to? How have you been building yourself up, preparing yourself before you get into a challenge, right? You don't get ready for a fight when you get into the fight. You've got to get ready for the fight before the fight. In anticipation that it's going to take place, you have readied yourself ahead of time. And I believe that's part of what, you know, that the reading is about, you know, so that you have the right things on the inside when things come about. Reading, well, what are you watching, who you're listening to, that's important, which lends itself to the associations, who are the people that you're hanging out with.
Okay, the question is, you said fight. Why do it have to be a fight? Can it be an important meeting, interview, and other stuff? Only a boxer would prepare himself for a fight, right?
Well, certainly the metaphor applies across the board, because even an important meeting that you have to get ready for, So your key words there that you have to get ready for. If it were something that you were walking into without any challenge, there'd be no adversity there.
Okay.
The fact that we said that there's adversity means that there's something trying to keep you from attaining or achieving the thing that you want. There is an obstacle, something that blocks the way. And all too often, we confuse obstacles and boundaries. And so, again, in simplicity, obstacles are simply to be understood. Obstacles will be overcome. Obstacles will be overcome. Boundaries will be understood. And so this meeting that you said that you're preparing for, that an individual might be preparing for, once again would suggest that there is something on the line that would have necessitated them having gotten ready for it, preparation. And so whether it is a scenario like that, or how about being downsized? You come into work one day, all happy-go-lucky, figuring, well, at least I got a job. You get there and find out that your services, they can no longer, they'd love to be able to keep you, but they can't afford to keep you and keep the business going. I've talked with so many people over the last year who have run into instances just like that. Been with a job, an organization for years, and then given the economy, they got downsized. Some people were totally taken out of the box by it. Other people saw it as an opportunity. Hey, well, let me start my own business. Let me get the opportunity to go back to school. I mean, just so many things. But the reality is this. What their attitude is towards the adversity is what determined whether or not they overcome or succumb to the issue. And, you know, Jim Rohn, I don't mention this before, Jim Rohn said, don't wish for things to be easier, wish that you were better. Don't wish for less problems, wish for more skill. The Jewish proverb says, I ask not for a lighter burden, but for broader shoulders. Again, these are things that reflect reality, that challenges are going to come. What you do when the challenge comes is what's going to determine the outcome. Does it harden you on the inside, or do you release a great aroma because you impact the environment? Yes, I hear you. I know you're chomping at the bit. Go.
I like all these things. I'm like, okay, so you can say that adversity is like a sword?
Adversity is like a sword? Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
It could be used to cut, and it can also be sharpened.
Okay.
And it can cut you or someone else.
Or cut through your challenge. Sure, I like that. It can cut you or cut through your challenge. Definitely. How you want to utilize it. You know, Oprah said, right, turn your wounds into wisdom. Right? So where you have gotten cut, now what did you learn from that you can utilize moving you forward? And I'm sure that through every person's situation, it can come up with, what was the lesson through this?
Mm-hmm.
What was the lesson through it? And that's what we want to be able to get. What can I learn by what has taken place to take me to the next level? That this can be a stepping stone and not a tombstone. And that's really up to every individual. Frank Clark said, if you can find the path with no obstacles, it probably doesn't lead anywhere. Right?
Okay.
I like that. If you can find a path that has no obstacles, it probably doesn't lead anywhere.
Oh, okay.
If you're going someplace of value, they're going to be challenged.
Now, let's see. What challenges have you had that made you who you are or taken you to where you are?
Wow, that list would be long.
Really?
That's definitely, you know.
But the most important one.
I don't even know if I can say that because I think I learned something from each one of the challenges. And I'm not saying, hey, I want to go through some more. I recognize even in them that, first of all, my core belief in God, my core belief is that all things work together for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. That is my core belief. That is a paradigm by which I operate no matter what. And even if at that moment, you know, your feelings, your emotions are going to be your emotions, but emotions are no evidence of the truth. They are not evidence of your truth. They're simply emotions. And so you got to send your emotions to school, you know, and let them know, hold on, okay, we can cry for a moment, be upset for a moment, but now we have to get up and move forward. And I remember that when I was, when I retired from the NYPD and I started working for this organization, I thought I would be with that organization for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. That was my expectation. The rest of my life turned into 5 years because after 5 years, I found myself without a job, with half of what my pension would have been, and with bills and just so many other challenges that were out there. I was faced with, what do I do now? And I tell you, that has to be one of the major defining moments in my life. Because had I stayed where I was, had I not gone through that adversity, I know that I would not have been able to have my own company, travel these things, the places that I've traveled most recently, and done the things that I've done without that challenge. I couldn't have become the person that I am without those things. And again, I tell you, I don't think there's anything special about me or my story. I really don't. I believe that many of us have overcome. And can overcome. It's what you choose to look at when you get into that adversity. Do you choose to look at simply the pain of it, or what the benefit can be? And a buddy of mine, you know, right now, he and his wife going through, some major challenges in their own life and experience. And you know, I'm sure you're going to hear their story at some point or another. That'll be phenomenal. I believe it's going to change the world. But his wife said something to him that each of them had held on to, and I grabbed hold to as well. She said this. She said, when it comes to challenges that come about, she said, rest in the promise, not in the process. Rest in the promise, not in the process itself. Because the process...
Okay. Well, it seems as if we kind of lost Steve for a second, but we're going to get him right back. So just bear with me. We're opening up the line shortly so that we can have you, our listeners, call in so that they can be able to get the giveaways that we're giving, that we're offering at this time. So hold on, please, while I try to get Steve back on the line. Hello?
Here I am. Okay. Sorry about that. Technology.
I think it's something else. You know, I think you got something else going on. You know what I think that is?
What is it? An example of adversity. Oh, wow.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's the only way to shut me up, huh? You know, when I get going, there's the only way you can shut me up. All right. Put me right on Front Street. Okay.
Yes. Yes. It is indeed your birthday today, and I did want to take the opportunity, and it's so funny that this happened the way it did, to let you know how I am grateful that you do the show with me. I want to thank you. I want to thank your family as well, because I do take time away from you and your family on Saturdays when we do the show together. And I just want you to know I appreciate you and I appreciate them, and I want you to have a wonderful birthday.
Oh, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
And, you know, you and I talked about whether or not I'd be doing this. You know, we talked a few weeks ago whether or not I'd be doing the show on this, my birthday, and this is part of why I believe I'm alive, to be able to share thoughts and information like this with people, to be able to encourage them. There's nothing that excites me more than seeing people overcome adversity and to be part of that. And so spending my birthday doing this, for me, is off the course. I'm glad for the opportunity, and I hope that the works, you know, help somebody out there.
Well, then, for your birthday, you're giving away stuff, huh?
Yes, I am. I am giving away something on my birthday, and because, as I said, our objective is to ensure that we are helping those of you who are out there. And but being on this radio program, we generally don't have people call in, so we don't know that very much. So this is what we like to do. What I'd like to do, I've got three, count them, three vacations, five-day, four-night hotel stays for two and in Cancun or Riviera Maya. I've got, again, that's two. I've got three vacations, three of them I'll give away, and each of them are for two people, five-day, four-night hotel stays to Cancun or Riviera Maya. And those would be for, we're going to select the top three stories of overcoming adversity. Top three stories of overcoming adversity for those of you on our program. How can they get it to us, Aurelia?
Okay, I got some callers on the line now, maybe.
Okay.
Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Paradigm Shifters. It's your turn to see if you win. How have you overcome adversity?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I'm on?
You're on, yes. And you have an opportunity to tell us how you've overcome adversity, and if it's good, you win.
Oh, okay. First of all, a lot of my friends say I'm too friendly and too nice, and people take advantage of my kindness. And I would usually get upset about it and go all out my way to please people. And it just dawned on me that I have to please myself first and foremost. Mm-hmm. So to me, that was a big step, because to tell you the truth, I used to be upset and just go all crazy, wonder, what did I say? How come this was done like this? Why they don't call me no more? And it's just something I had to do for myself, you know, and it was very hard, very hard.
Can we back up for just a moment, because I don't know who we have the pleasure of speaking to.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry?
Your name.
Who we have the pleasure of speaking to? What's your name? Your first
who
name?
Are you?
Oh, my name is Dita. My name is Dottie from the Bronx.
Dottie from the Bronx. All right, Dottie. And so you're saying that the adversity that you overcome is what your responses are when people say things to you that kind of get on your nerves. Is that
yes, clear? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, Dottie, is that we're really kind of asking you to reveal some stuff that you might not necessarily feel the most comfortable to at this particular point in time, but ultimately, what we're looking to extract from those anyone who's really overcome some tremendous adversity in their lives and can share the lesson that they gain from that with others, so that they can draw strength from it and be able to encourage themselves as well. So that's really what we're looking for. If you feel comfortable sharing it, that's great. If not, we really do appreciate you calling in. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
Are you ready to share it, or are you going to move on?
I'm going to move on.
Okay. Thank you. Next, we have another caller on the line. Let's see. Hello.
You're on Paradigm Shifters. What's your name, please?
Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
All right. Try the next line.
Okay. Well, let's see. We only had two so far.
Oh,
where's everybody at?
Well, I quite frankly, Aurelia, I think this is better. Really, if we can get folks to email you their story, get them to email you your story, and we can review them over the next month, and select from those which are the three which would have the greatest impact. Right. The three that would have the greatest impact.
Okay, well, I mean, so that they can have an example of a story of overcoming adversity, I can just tell you in general about doing the radio show for me. Initially, when I started this, I had a lot of naysayers and people telling me that, you know, what do you think you're doing and why are you doing this and so on and so forth. And at first I was like, oh, maybe they're right. Maybe I don't know what I'm doing. But the bottom line is it's simple for me, okay? I have an education, an educational background in communications. I wasn't using it. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, an education is a blessing. And I have a wealth of amazing friends that are doing amazing things out there, and I wanted to share their gifts and talents with others. And I was like, okay, how do I do that? And a friend of mine, Catherine, she was doing a radio show, and I sat down with her and talked to her about it, and she said it's easy to do. And you just have to do it. However, it wasn't that easy. I had to learn some things because my background was in speech and in audio. No, video, not in audio. So I had to learn all these different things, and then I had to find out this and find out that. And trying to get guests was the most difficult thing ever. I mean, a lot of doors were slammed in my face, and I could have just said, oh, screw it, later for it. I'm done. I'm not going to get it done. However, I persevered, and I took the attitude that for every no, there's going to be a yes somewhere down the line.
Right, right, right.
And I just kept moving and moving and moving forward, and here I am with you, and I'm doing this show, and like I said, it wasn't easy. Got laughed at. People make fun of me and all that other stuff, and I could have just went to my shell because I am a shy person and just, oh, forget about this. I'm not equipped to do this. But I didn't because I think that all these wonderful things going on out here, people need to hear and they need to know. They need to know how to be able to create wonderful things and share it with the world themselves. And this is what I'm about. And this is what the opportunity is for. And I make mistakes because I made several mistakes on several shows that were real big blunders. But I didn't stop. I kept on going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I was able to over. I just took the attitude that if it don't kill me, it's gonna make me stronger.
Right, right. And I think ultimately that's where anyone who's going to achieve and anyone who has achieved, that's what they've done. You know, they've recognized that the thing has happened. I guess there's nothing I can do to change it. So what can I learn from it?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that reflects great maturity in life across the board. So I'm really looking forward to hearing some of our listeners on our next broadcast. But again, what do they need to do to get those to you?
Being that you know, our callers didn't, well, some didn't speak, some did, and the bottom line is this. You can email me at the Coco Express, well, really it's CocoExpressShow@gmail.com. So that's CocoExpressShow@gmail.com. Now, all you got to do is just give me a couple of lines, a paragraph, just like you would tweet, how you were able to overcome adversity. It doesn't have to be a long story. I mean, you can share as many stories as you wish. However, and if it's compelling enough and we love it, guess what? It's yours. It's yours. We're giving away three of them, 5 days, four nights to Riviera Maya and Cancun. Come on. This is an opportunity. You're going to have to work on getting your airfare. However, if you know that the hotel stay is covered, it's a breeze from there. So what you can do is you can overcome adversity by sending us your stories and sharing them with us. So it's the Coco Express, well, CocoExpressShow@gmail.com. Or what you can do is you can, if you're on Facebook, you can send it to me on Facebook in the message section because I don't want your information and stuff to be read by everyone because you may not want to share with everyone. Or you can, let's see. Steve, do you want them to contact you?
So those two are pretty good. Those are great. They can get you to Coco Express before they can get you on Facebook. So just so we look forward to hearing from them, being able to learn from their stories, and then offer them a little gift in exchange for that.
Yes, yes, and it's really great of you to be able to offer these opportunities for nice relaxation travel where the water is nice and pretty and blue and on your birthday. Oh, so next year, what you gonna do on for your birthday?
Better to give than receive, right? And so I want to make sure they have an opportunity to be able to do that today.
Amazingly so, yes, it is, and I can say and I can tell you that. You know, the whole concept of adversity, just flick on the TV set. I mean, I've stopped watching TV for that particular reason, but there is a lot of adversity and there is a lot of controversy going on right now. So the examples are out there, and also the ways that you can not be embroiled in all of the stuff going on out there are out there as well. So for every good thing, there's something bad. For every bad thing, there's 10 good things.
Sure, I would agree with that.
So, you know, and one of the good things is you for doing this. I mean, like I was explaining to someone, I commute in the mornings, and I meet a lot of very interesting people, and I share with some of them what I do in regards to this particular show. And I have to tell you that they're really interested in learning the different ways to be able to become more successful, how to overcome different challenges and stuff. So the show is necessary, and people are interested, and a lot of them do listen to it after it's broadcast live as well.
Great, excellent. Well, we want to keep this open then for them, the opportunity again to recognize that we do the show live in the middle of a Saturday, so clearly a lot of people are out and about. But those that will be tuning in after the show is done, then please feel free to reach out to Aurelia, share with us your story, and we'd like to be able to celebrate with you and also recognize a couple of you. For the verses that you've gone through and how you've overcome that, and share that with others to be able to overcome as well. All right?
Yes. So with that, I am going to, I guess, say that we have come to the end of our road.
For the day. Very good.
And, you know, I just want to once again wish you a very happy birthday. And it took a lot of resources to get me to find the right song that would just accomplish the goal that I was trying to accomplish.
Come on, that song is the anthem.
It is. However, I was like, okay, let's see if I could get the parts that I wanted as opposed to just any old thing.
You did. Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. And that song also applies to all Leos out there as well, you know. Happy birthday to you all as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So I believe that's the end of our show right now. And I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. And hopefully I'll be hearing from you in the form of sending me something via email or just posting it on Facebook in the message section, please. And so that we can, Steve and I can review it and we can contact you and give you whatever it is that you have won. Okay.
Thank you very much. You guys take care.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
God bless.
Okay, bye.